Mr. Chair, I note that the European Commission has raised its flag, but also Poland has raised their flag. If I may explain, I guess, the manner in which the report has been drafted in its current context. And I would have preferred not to say this, but I think it's the way the text has been proposed by the Secretariat is the manner in which the Secretariat has identified how countries have expressed themselves during the session. Only where there is a decision, or only where there is a statement of that nature, does it say country X, member state X, proposed something or did something like that. The draft that has been prepared reflects what a summary, not word for word, it's not verbatim, it reflects a summary of what each member state said in its interventions. This is valid for paragraph 27, it's valid for paragraph 26, it's valid for 24, 25, for probably the large majority of the report. It is, of course, up to member states to decide if it is an accurate reflection of what was said. But in no way the Secretariat is trying to put words into people's mouths of what was said and what was not said. If there is a factually incorrect statement of what was said, then of course it needs to be corrected. But the Secretariat has not attempted to interpret what was meant. It is a summary of what was said during the session. Now, I don't know if that helps, if that makes things more difficult, but there is no reason in the text that has been produced other than to reflect in the best way possible, and probably it can be improved, what individual delegations have said in their interventions. This is true for the paragraphs that I mentioned, and it's true for the rest of the report. So again, it's up to member states to decide, but this is the background based on which the text was written in this format. Thank you, Mr. Chair.